My name is John Walden. I'd like to have about 5 minutes of your time while we think about a most unusual verse in the 19th chapter of the book of the Acts. This is what we read at verses 18, 19, and 20. And many that believed in the Lord Jesus, came and confessed and showed their deeds. Many of them also which used curious arts brought their books together and burned them before all men. And they counted the price of them and found it 50,000 pieces of silver. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Now there are many people who consider themselves quite broad-minded who condemn book burning. Well, some book burning is wrong. I think it's a terrible blot on the history of professing Christians, professing Christian churches, that Bibles have been burned, of whatever version. But I think there are some books that should be burned. I think I can show you that there are books that ought to be burned. Certainly, if the Lord commended the burning of these books in the first century, we're not above finding a few in the 20th century that perhaps ought to be burned. No, you're not being broad-minded when you say that let's allow all books to be circulated. Now, curious arts in this verse, I think, means the false religions, the secrets of idolatry of that day, and spiritism, and all of this kind of thing. You see, all religion is not good. The word religion is only used 5 times in the New Testament, and 4 times it's in a bad sense. So I suppose that means if you only have religion, you've got about 4 chances out of 5 having the wrong thing. Religion is not necessarily good. Here's the test. I remember learning this little couplet when I was a boy. What think ye of Christ is the test, to try both your state and your scheme. You cannot be right in the rest unless you think rightly of him. So the test is, what does this religion say of the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ? If this religion calls him only a creature, only a human being, a sinner, or even an angel, and does not give him the place of deity, then this is not of God. What do they say of his work? If they say he's only a teacher, a good example, but do not give him the place of being our substitute, our Savior, who gave his life for us and rose again, this is not a good book. Of course, there are other bad books. Pornography is a terrible thing in our country. The issuing of books which mislead people and stir up their lusts. Did you notice in the paper recently that England took a stand against pornography, against wicked books, and they said most of them were coming into England from the United States? I think we ought to be ashamed of this. Now, the burning or banning of bad books can lead to something much more wonderful. Notice what happened in verse 20 after they burned their 50,000 pieces of silver worth of books. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. You see, when you get some of these bad things out of the way, and by the way, if you've got some bad books in your library, don't sell them or give them away. Burn them. Why would you want to mislead somebody else? If they're not fit for you to have, they're not fit for anyone to have. The Word of God itself became more precious to them when these bad books were put out of the way. And so you'll find it in your life. Not only bad books, bad habits, bad associates, all of the evils, all of the sins, when these things are banished from our lives as Christians, there'll be more room for God's things. Our lives are cluttered up with things that ought to be burned. Let's have a house cleaning. Brother and sister, let's clean house. Let's get rid of some of the things in our homes, in our libraries, in our hearts, in our lives that hinder the Word of God. And then we too shall find that mightily will grow the Word of God and prevail. Father, we ask you to bless thy Word to us. We pray thee that thou wilt save those who are not yet saved, that thou wilt help us who are thy children to put away the things which hinder and to make room for the Lord Jesus in our lives. Take our thanks in his name. Amen.